Where he'll go, we don't know. Searching for adventure, fighting for justice and the good of mankind. He flies off into the western night, leaving behind a dusty trail with the call of Go, Go, Goldie, Roy Ranger.
All right, children, get it.
Go, go, Goldie.
All right, children, see you next week.
Bye.
Wendy Baker left the schoolhouse where she taught in Railroad Valley at 7:15 on a brisk autumn night. As she walked to her horse, a bulk of a man stood in her way. She tried to move past him as he spoke.
Now where are you running off to in such a hurry, missy?
Oh, well, I was just on my way home.
Now I reckon I know you from somewhere, don't I?
I don't think so.
Why, sure I do.
I reckon you're mixing me up with someone else, mister, now. If you don't mind, I must be on my way.
Hey, you're Tom Baker's little girl, ain't you?
Yes, sir. Wendy Baker.
Ain't Tom Baker the town baker?
Why, yes, he is. Our shop is right in the middle of the town.
Your pa does sure make some fine cornbread.
Why, thank you.
I'm sure you make some fine cornbread, too. In bed.
Ooh, that'll get crumbs everywhere. Stop by my father's store sometime and we'll serve you up a fresh loaf.
You ain't going back to your daddy tonight. You're coming with me, little lady.
Why, sir, I'm a respectable woman.
Well, I'm not.
What are you doing with that knife? Oh, my God, it's horrible. It just decapitated my horse. It's the Lord J. Order. It's red blood every which way. Oh, my God, it just made me want to throw up. Oh, if you could only see this right now. I'm talking to you, blind man, across the way.
Well, I'm blind, but I ain't seen nothing. I'm just sitting here listening. Sounds mighty gruesome, though.
That's because it is. Now, Miss Baker, you're going to get up on my horse and come make me some of that there fine cornbread. Unless you want to end up like your horse.
I'll come with you. Just spare me my life. I'll do whatever you ask.
I wasn't going to ask. Now, mount my horse. Go on, get.
So, say, since you're kidnapping me and all, you never did tell me your name.
The name's Jed Bartlett. Dirtiest dick in the West. Yeah!
She screamed. Meanwhile, on the other side of town, we find our hero Roy Ranger and his trusty right-hand Indian man Tonka wetting their whistles at the local watering hole.
Well, Roy, you want another drink?
Quiet, bartender! Did you hear that, Tonka?
Me no hear anything. Bar filled with white man noise.
Ha ha ha! You savage bastard! Tonka, you may have 101 uses for the skin of a buffalo, but your ears surely are not as sharp as those of Roy Ranger!
What do you hear?
Well, my beastly friend, I hear the shrill cries of a woman from across the plains.
Tonka hear Raven's call from next town. But no hear woman, you make up sound in head.
Why, Tonka, I could never make up anything because that would be a lie. And lying is something that my lord and savior hates, much unlike your cannibalistic pagan demons that you worship. Why, I bet any second now we'll find out exactly where those screams came from.
And find out they would, as suddenly Tom Baker, the baker, shot through the door like a bullet from a shotgun called Calamity.
Help! Help! My daughter's missing! She was supposed to be back from school over 3 minutes ago!
I told you, Tonka.
Huh? Told him what?
No, nothing. My primitive companion and I were just conversing about how I heard her screams out yonder.
Yonder? Why yonder's over 3 miles away?
Well, I was telling my faithful friend, God hears all. And let's just say God and I are on great terms.
I sure hope God can hear my prayers. Lord, if you can hear, send us a sign.
And send a sign the Lord would, as suddenly like a gust of wind, in came.
Oh, pardon me. Excuse me, miss. What's that doing there? I saw the whole thing.
Why, that's impossible, friend. From the sight of this mess you've made, it looks like you can't see anything at all.
I heard the whole thing!
Well, now, hold on there. What did you hear?
Well, I heard that girl get cornered by a man. Then I heard her horse get decapitated while she stood there while describing the whole thing to me. Then I heard the fella she was with scooping her up and riding away on his there horse.
Oh, no.
Do you know who took her?
Yes. His name was Jed Bartlett.
Jed Bartlett.
You ever hear of him, bartender?
Why, sure I have. He ain't welcome in my bar, not after the stuff he's pulled. Why, I heard he makes hamburgers and feeds them to his cows just to see if they like the taste. And they don't. And one time, he murdered three families in their sleep. And they died. He even steals candy from little children, just for fun and shits. They call him the dirtiest dick in the West, on account he don't wash his dick.
That sounds terrible.
Not as terrible as white man kill buffalo.
No, bad Tonka. White man kill buffalo, good. Let us build railroad. But back to the matter at hand. Where can I find this villain?
You're not thinking about going after him, are you? The guy's crazy.
You have to get her back, Mr. Ranger. She's due to marry Henry Miller in 1 hour.
You don't have to worry about that. Why, with the power of the Lord on my shoulders, no harm can come to me. And we'll hope little harm comes to you, Tonka. Let's ride! Go, go, Goldie!
Get that horse out of my bar!
So Roy Ranger and Tonka went off in search of Wendy Baker, who was supposed to be home to marry Henry Miller of the Miller family within the hour. They rode through the night and into the hot desert sun. As their horses galloped along, Roy Ranger spoke. He said,
I sure hope you're following the directions the baker, Tom Baker, gave us, Tonka, and not trying to find Wendy by tracking her scent.
We follow directions, Roy. I don't know what this woman smell like.
All women smell the same, Tonka. Like bitter, guilty charlatans that they all are.
I think women are nice.
Well, my faithful squaw, your men also thought selling Manhattan for a bunch of beads and cloth was a good idea.
No.
But enough of this. Onward we ride to adventure! Go, go, Goldie! At this pace, we should arrive just around noon, Tonka. Yes, it should take only a few
more... Oh, we're here.
Oh. Why, yes. I see Bartlett's ranch up ahead there. Good work, native friend.
What is plan?
Well, Tonka, we need to get a little closer to the ranch to scope it out.
What do we do?
Well, why don't we take a play out of your primitive handbook, and we'll use the landscape to our advantage.
I'm good.
Oh, on second thought, Tonka, we won't be using your handbook at all, because your people didn't believe in recording a written history.
Oh.
Nevertheless, faithful friend, let's move toward that conveniently placed boulder about 100 yards away from the ranch.
Let's go, fearless ranger.
Go, go, Goldie! All right, Tonka, now we're behind that boulder. What I will do is lift my head over the rock to see what's going on.
Be careful.
I'm lifting my head and the coast looks clear. No one outside, but that doesn't mean there aren't any on... Boy, that was a close one, Tonka. They shot right at me.
You blew our cover.
Nonsense, Tonka. I wanted to draw the fire of those guards. Now we can tell how many there are. That's one. That's two. That's three. Four. Five. Six. Wow! There are 6 guards out there, Tonka, unless one of them fired multiple shots.
If we went in, we'd be slaughtered like a bunch of...
Indians! Right you are, friend, like a bunch of Indians. Well, it's time.
Time for what?
Time for a good old-fashioned shootout, Tonka. Ready your bow. Like there were a lot more than 6 of them. I guess some weren't shooting at all. Oh, look, another one. I got him right in the eye.
Look, I get one.
Looks like you'll have plenty of pelts to pick up when this is all over. Whoa.
Hey. Love pelts, white man.
Oh. That's all of them. Let's go, Tonka, and don't worry about the pelts. There will be plenty of time for scalping on the way back.
Our heroes raced under the glow of the cool desert moon towards Jed Bartlett's ranch in search of Wendy Baker. Their search seemed to be quite simple, as they immediately found Wendy gagged and bound to a chair. Yes, their search seemed easy. Almost too easy.
Look, Tonka, it's Wendy Baker. Use your savage machete to cut her free.
Tonka, go.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I never thought anybody would find me out here, 3 miles away from my home.
It was no problem, ma'am. Roy Ranger and my barbarian friend here are here to rescue you. Now, where is that son of a gun, Bartlett?
I'm right here, Roy. And my dirty dick's right down here.
Ew. Move aside, Bartlett, so we can be on our way.
Over my dead body.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see how you take a left hook to the face.
Oh. Well, how about this right hand sucker punch?
Oh.
And how about this knee to the groin?
Oh.
Me left fist punch your face.
Oh.
And how about another punch from old Roy Ranger?
Oh.
How about a frying pan from behind?
What?
Originally sent to free a trapped woman, Roy Ranger and the savage Tonka now find themselves trapped by the very same woman they wanted to free. And now the thrilling conclusion of Roy Ranger.
Why have you tied us to these chairs? Why did you hit us with that frying pan? Who are you people?
Shut your pie hole, Ranger.
Wendy, your father sent me here to rescue you, not to get captured by you.
Well, my father, Tom Baker, is the biggest idiot on this side of the Mississippi. Other side, too.
I can't believe it, you Jezebel. The Bible says you have to respect your parents, and you're certainly not doing that.
Well, that's because I ain't a respectable woman.
Neither am I.
I just don't understand. You were kidnapped, and now you're acting like his lover. Did he brainwash you?
Listen here, Ranger. I hate my father. Tom Baker, the cornbread king, always talking about Henry Miller, always going on about how I shouldn't marry him, always saying, Wendy, it's Miller time. Be with Henry Miller. Go live the high life. But I didn't want to be with that dumb Henry Miller. I want to be with Jedediah. So I ran off.
Just like a woman, you vile thing. How could you do that to your father? This cornbread's delicious.
My girl needed to do this. It's all part of the plan, Roy. Do you know how sick people are of hearing about Tom Baker and his damn cornbread?
Oh, sick.
Sicker than an engine's blanket. We thought Tom Baker would head over here himself just so we could kill him. But since that never happened, I guess we'll just have to take the fight to him.
You are going to kill your own father? That's horrible.
No, it's not. I'm so sick of that damn cornbread. We were gonna kill him and change the whole operation.
We ain't making cornbread anymore. Mm-mm. Gonna open a restaurant. Cook us up some mighty fine old-fashioned hamburgers. We're gonna name the place after my sugar plum here. Wendy's.
Yeah, we are, baby.
Get your behind over here!
There's only one thing that doesn't make sense, Wendy Baker.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you were kidnapped in public, and your horse was murdered. Why do that and not just run off in the middle of the night?
Well, that's simple. I had to come up with an explanation for that blind man. Couldn't have him running around knowing the truth.
You tricked me, why, you awful, awful woman!
When did you get here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I've been here the whole time. What, y'all didn't see me? And they say I'm the one who's blind.
Well, we'll just have to see you in another life, partner.
White man shoot blind man.
You don't have to announce it, Tonka. He's dead, and he can't hear you now either.
I'm sorry.
All right, all right. Enough of this charade. Now, we certainly ain't gonna let the two of you go after revealing the whole damn plan to you. So here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna sit there silently, and I'm gonna shoot the both of you.
Looks like this is it, Tonka. Lord Jesus, please forgive me all the men I've killed and the battles I've won and all the sins I've ever done. And please don't send Tonka to the worst part of hell. Send him to a better part where...
What are you doing, white man?
Well, we're about to die, Tonka, so I'm praying. If you like, you can go pray to your pagan spirits or whatever. But I warn you, it ain't gonna help with the whole you going to hell thing.
Don't worry, I save. Achinabunaki nobanai, mashanda nara
dobani. What in tarnation is that?
Tonka, you've called upon your ancient demon spirits to help us. One savage specter is heading straight for Bartlett. It's ripping off his face. Jesus, there's blood everywhere. Oh my God, look now, another spirit is melting his skin off. Now they're heading towards Wendy. Oh no, the heathen spirits just scalped out her eyeballs. And her skin's melting off too. Her head just exploded. If only the blind man were here so I could describe this all to him. Now one of them is eating the blind man. Oh, now they're heading towards me. Hello, friend. Thank you for saving us. Now you can just untie me and you can return to your savage underworld.
White man, die. White man, die.
Oh, no. No, don't do that. Ah! Oh, no. Don't rip off my arms. Ah!
White man, head explode. Tonka scalp white man.
So it was that Tonka was saved by the spirits of his tortured ancestors and looked to ride another day. Where he'll go, we don't know, searching for adventure, fighting for justice and the good of mankind. He flies off into the western night, leaving behind a dusty trail with the call of Go, Go, Goldie! Tonka the Indian.
Go, Go, Goldie.